Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Is this LiAngelo Ball?
It is.
Yes. Yes.
G3 Jello.
G3 Jello. What's the name of the song again?
Tweaker.
Tweaker. That's
Tweaker?
Right. Tweaker. I saw everyone listening to it. I was like, all right, I got to listen to the LiAngelo Ball song. Decided I like it.
Yeah,
you know?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Nice little tune to, what they call it, a bop.
Yeah,
a bop.
A little bit of a bop. That's it. Isn't that what the kids say, Buzz?
Yes, exactly right. Every team in the NBA is listening to it in warm-ups, post-game.
Yeah, we might as well listen to it.
Oh, you know what? That's pretty cool. They're supporting Jello.
Well, the entire Bulls, I saw the entire Bulls locker room singing it after a game. Well, because Lonzo
done bullied everybody.
Yeah,
you're going to listen to this. I funded this song.
Yeah.
You definitely funded it for sure.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Finally this week, it is starting to feel like playoff week.
Yes.
For me, I started to get a twinge of it yesterday, but I just heard the promo because you can hear the game, of course, on WIP. Ike will be there doing the pregame show, all that. But I'm like, ooh, we have Sunday at 4:30, which to me is the slot, to me, in my estimation.
Oh, no, I think it's the slot.
It's the slot. It's going to be cold. It's at the link. I'm like, I'm starting to feel it. We got to win the game, but I'm starting to feel it. All right. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Here is the Twitter question. Ike, for you to guess on the responses. With Jalen Hurts back, should the Eagles on offense Sunday let it rip or play it safe? What do you think the response is?
Nate, I know this fan base. They're ready to let it rip.
Yes.
They throw caution to the wind. I know it.
Yep.
I know. And listen, a lot of the times I'm with them on it.
Yep.
This one, I'm thinking big picture here. I'm thinking big picture here. And I understand you can't have the other games without winning this game.
Yep.
I get that. I'm just saying that every time he takes off, I'm going to be nervous that this could be a hit. I'm going to be saying, dude, get down, get out of bounds. That's what I'm going to be saying. I haven't done that any other time in his career because I think he's been a smart runner the majority of his career, and even when he's taken on contact, because he's taken on contact at times,
sure,
he seems to have walked away from it okay the majority of those times. So I haven't been as nervous about him running, but this year, for some reason, he's had a couple of instances where I think he's gotten dinged up. I do. And maybe he passes his protocol or what have you, but it doesn't mean the accumulative effect of those hits don't add up to where it got to the Washington game. Where most of us, even he gave a thumbs up that he was okay.
Yeah, the ref looked at him.
Right.
Like, yeah, all right.
But I'm saying the hit didn't look like it was a vicious hit.
Right. He wasn't passed out like Trevor Lawrence
right.
was.
And
he
the
wasn't
Tua, twitching. The Tua hit. Yeah, right, like, you right, know what I'm right, saying? Right. It wasn't that. So that's my only thing is that it doesn't take a lot for you to get dinged up. Even when Wentz got injured, when Clowney got him, it was a hit from the back. But I've seen worse hits. Tua's hits were certainly worse.
Sure.
So that's my only thing, man. I don't want one of those hits to, A, take him out of the game, but, B, if we still happen to win that game, does he pass protocol the next week? Like, or what are we looking at the following week? If we can win this game without subjecting him to unnecessary contact, I'm good with that. I don't need that Jalen this game. It's his first game back. It's the Green Bay Packers. We're at home. They're undermanned. I don't feel like I need Superman this game from Jalen.
Right. I feel like on some level we're looking at the Packers like we looked at the Cowboys or something. This is a good team.
It's a good team.
It's a good team.
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage is, by the way, on the poll?
Oh, yeah, on the poll.
Let it rip. Play it safe.
Yes, let me go. I'm going to go 73%. Let it rip.
89.6%.
Damn. 90% basically.
Yeah, you might have to talk some people into
it. Well, listen, that's the one thing I know about this fan base. They're not going to let me talk them into being nervous.
Well, I've tried. Now, you might have a better chance of talking them into being nervous than I do. But
I'm just trying to be the smart, prudent one, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, fellas. Good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, Dustin?
What up, Dustin?
It's been a little bit. Yeah, real quick, before I get my sports point, did you guys hear the 5-5s last week? I know you were talking yesterday. I don't know who's doing it today for you. But, dude, Justin Morgenstein, he killed it. Both days he did it last week.
Oh, well, good for Justin. Yeah, I mean, Justin now is part of our afternoon show crew. He helps cut up our video and that sort of stuff, makes us look bad on the internet at some point, like he did yesterday. So, Justin's a smart dude. So, big Justin fans over here.
Well, I just want to let you know, I'm the one that called out Spitzy a couple weeks ago about spitting. On the phone calls in, when he calls in, he sounds like he's underwater. It doesn't just sound like he's spitting.
There's so much drool, he sounds like he's drowning, is what you're saying.
Dude, it's great. His reaction, I don't spit when I talk. You do.
Yeah.
And I can't get it out of my head, so I haven't.
Spitz.
Yeah, ever since you brought it up, I can't get it out.
Yeah, he's never going to run from that.
We got to keep it going.
Oh, it's not going anywhere. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
It's great. Listen, Spike, usually I agree with you, dude. I'm with Ike on this one, man. We got to play this smart. One lick the wrong way, and this guy's going to be out for the entire playoff run.
You keep saying entire playoff run, but Dustin, if they don't win the game Sunday, there's no entire playoff run.
You're absolutely right, but this team's so well-versed in every other aspect, they shouldn't need, just like Ike saying, we don't need Superman Jalen Hurts, dude. We need Jalen to come in, don't turn the ball over, and don't get hit. That's all I need. I think they get past this week, which they're going to. He's going to be healthy. He's going to play smart. Vic's going to keep him safe. I swear, if I see one quarterback draw in that game, Ike, I'm going to freak out. I am going to freak out.
You know, Dustin, that I don't think he should be playing.
No, but that's not what Ike's saying. We're not playing scared. We're playing smart, dude.
Yes.
There's a difference. You can't let this guy go. Listen, he's going to come out. He's not going to be throwing deep balls right off the rip. He's going to come out. He's going to be rusty. Philly's going to be nuts about it. You guys got to relax. He always comes back like this. He's not going to come out firing on all cylinders, and we all
know. So he's not going to be throwing the ball well. He's not allowed to run. What do we have him out there for then?
To hand the ball to
it's
my running back, the best damn running back
in the
league.
But that's my point, Dustin. Then why, if you're worried about him, why is he in there?
Because Kenny Pickett's hands are too small, and I don't need him.
Nah. All right, Dustin. Thank you, buddy.
I like that. Well, here's the other thing. He poses, at least him being out there makes the defense respect the fact that he could run.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so I get that part of it.
Big news from practice.
What you got?
So first thing is, Jalen is out there at practice. That's
Boom.
Good news.
That's great news, yep.
The second thing, AJ, and this is per Elliott Shore Parks, AJ left practice early yesterday and was limited with a knee injury, and he is not out at practice there today.
Oh, wow. That's bigger news, I guess.
I mean, that's enormous news. That he's not out there. Now, they might be saying, hey, look, we don't need you to practice. You know, you're
that got to be what it is.
Dealing with a knee thing.
But it has to be serious enough that he needs either rest or treatment on it right now instead of practicing.
Right, especially after leaving practice early yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good news. I mean,
no.
I mean, this it's like Lane and AJ, the team's record without those two particular guys, mm-hmm. we can look back and say it's not great. You know, not now. Until we hear anything else, I'm not going to go ahead and say that, you know, AJ's not playing on Sunday. But the fact that he left practice early on Wednesday and he's not at practice on Thursday, at least not yet, that Elliott can see, is not great news.
No, I mean, I didn't even, I guess with AJ, I hadn't even thought of anything severe, but because he didn't play in the last game. But although he was certainly lobbying for the rest, so he must have knew something was up with his knee. I'm not going to be too concerned about it. I'm assuming he's going to play. He should be out there tomorrow. If he's not out there tomorrow, then I'm definitely concerned.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, they may just be giving him an extra day of rest.
Maybe we'll get more of an answer. Who knows? Hopefully somebody gets us more of an answer on that. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake. Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Happy New Year to you.
What up, Tasty Cake? Happy New Year, brother.
Going to be a great year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you guys about Jalen, but the last two shows have been fascinating to me.
the one thing what way?
Yeah.
Well, Ike, I've been talking to you for going on 20 years, right? I've always thought, as a guy that calls the station, that it's a great privilege that that you give me the opportunity to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I call and I wait my turn. That's just the way it goes. I would never bitch and complain about waiting online. It's just what you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah, everybody
it the
doesn't
way
have
you
your
do.
Temperament. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday was a show where I thought throughout the entire show, man, people need to lighten up.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
God bless Sean Landetti. He needs to lighten up, man.
Well, all I'll say about the Sean Landetta thing is we were doing it in good fun, and I can tell you for sure neither of us were doing it to embarrass him.
And,
we're certainly taken aback by his response, but it was his honest response. So far be it from me to not tell him how to feel about anything. But we're just us, Tasty Cake. We
laugh at ourselves.
We laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, we're jabbing each other.
I had a bad experience shaving.
Yeah,
I agree. I hope that Chris Penn from Pensauken, who's another guy that's been calling
that was different.
For a long time,
yes.
I hope that he calls and apologizes to you, Spike, because I thought he was out of line. And I got to tell you, the other thing is, being called the dope by Howard Eskin is a badge of honor. He did that to me 3 times at least.
Yeah, like that's what Howard does.
3 times? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Howard's a name caller. Yeah, that's what he does.
We've been calling names by Howard for 20 years, 25 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a badge of honor.
Yes.
So, Spike.
Yes.
The other day when you were talking to Elliot,
mm-hmm.
And you wanted the metric for, and the Eagles, without question, are an elite offense, elite. But you wanted the metric, right, Spike? And the metric is that there's two things to me that trump everything else, and it's points scored is one.
Okay.
And second is time of possession, which the Eagles are the best in the NFL. And what time of possession does as an elite offense is it gives you the opportunity to score. The other offense can't score, and it rests your defense. So that's a tremendous metric to measure why the Eagles' offense is elite.
But not – okay, let me push back on that. So you said the first thing is points scored, and if we're looking at Jalen games this year, they're eighth in the NFL and points scored. Eighth.
Right. Time possession, they're one.
But wait, hold on. Eighth this year, seventh last year, third the year before. Passing game also over the last 2 years has gotten worse. Okay. As far as time of possession, if your entire thing is time of possession, what you're doing is you are lowering the number of possessions in the game, but you're also increasing the chance of randomness happening. Like, if you want to win a game against a team that is better than you, you want fewer possessions because you have to score less times. What they're doing by having the time of possession that they're having in the extreme way that they're doing it, especially in the first half, because this is not just second half drives, is they are limiting the number of times they can score and increasing the number of times that they can be upset. So you look at the Jacksonville game and you look at the Cleveland game, two games that we dominated that when you look at the score at the end of it, we did not dominate when you look at the score. Cleveland, we won by 6. Jacksonville, we won by 4 or whatever. Part of that is that it takes us too long to score on a regular basis. I don't think that we're doing the time of possession thing as a strategy. I think we are doing it out of necessity. And you you have to, when you look at Green Bay, now they're not as consistent as we are, but they can score quickly. And we haven't had that in our offense this year. So I think our offense has been good, but I don't think it's been elite, like you're saying.
Well, but I'll connect the dots in another way. And I hope you agree with me, Ike, that the time of possession by the offense is a clear, you can connect that dot as to why we have the number one defense in the NFL. Because when you're playing less snaps as a defense, you're fresher. That's why Jalen Carter can play the whole game, because he's only playing 40% of the game, because the Eagles' offense is on the field 60% of the game.
That certainly is a big part of why the defense is as good as it is. It certainly is.
Sure.
Yep.
Yes, I would agree with you there, Tasty Cake. Yep. I would agree. But I don't think it makes the offense elite. Right. I think we are a step below elite. For sure. I think there are elite offenses in the NFL, and I don't think we're one of them. We haven't this year.
Because of the passing.
We haven't passed the ball well enough to be elite.
I get it. Yeah, it's hard to argue that. I mean, people could say the passing. The one thing you could, I guess the one argument you could make is that we don't need the passing game to be as prominent because we can run as effectively as we do. But like you, to your point, if they were throwing the ball better, they certainly would have more points. I mean, I don't know how you can deny. It's really the one thing that separates them and Detroit.
Yes.
They throw the ball better.
Yes. And Detroit runs the ball really, really well,
too. Detroit runs the ball very well.
And we're going to see, Tasty Cake, we're going to see a team on Sunday that we're playing that also runs the ball really well in Green Bay and actually runs the ball more on early downs than we even do. You know, so, I don't know. I think as we look to next year and this offense, they certainly need to be able to pass the ball better to hit the, you know, the level of offense that I think that they're capable of. So
I think Spike that the next four games will clearly settle the debate once and for all for Jalen Hurts, because there's no question in my mind. I think you guys would agree that these defenses are going to put eight guys up on that line and say we're going to take away Saquon
and make you throw the ball
to beat us.
Yep.
Well, and Tasty Cake, if we see Minnesota, that's a creative defense that has been great all year. If we end up seeing Tampa, God forbid, there's a defense that has given Jalen fits. If we end up seeing Washington, there, you know what I mean? Like that's a good defense as well. So, all right, Tasty Cake, appreciate the call, brother.
I'll say this. All right, Tasty Cake, I'll say this, Spike. The one thing that it's not that what you're saying is wrong, but here's what I'll say to that to combat it. It doesn't fit who the Eagles are. So ideally, you would, yes, with the amount of weapons they have at the skill position, you would love to see them be a better passing team. You get more explosive plays through the passing game. You can score quicker. But because of who they are, I don't think it's a knock on Jalen to say Jared Goff is a more efficient passer from the standpoint he's a pocket passer. He can stand in there and deliver the ball. I mean, the guy had, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 straight games where he completed almost 75-80% of his passes. He went through a stretch where he had more touchdown passes than he did incompletions in games. Like that's, and Jared Goff is a former number one overall pick. So all those traits are there.
Has been to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Has been to a championship
game. Yeah. And that's kudos for him. But for the Eagles, I will say, they play the style of football that best suits their personnel. They can play the style that they play because of their defense. Detroit, because of their defense, can't play necessarily the same style all the time, right? And quite frankly, they got more confidence in Jared Goff being able to throw the ball. But here's what I'll say to that. There was a time when they had Jared Goff dial it back, too.
Sure, yeah.
And Jared Goff was throwing the ball 25 times a game, and it was relying more on the running game. So I think this is a good formula to have. And part of Detroit's scoring doesn't mean that their offense isn't as great. They've also, part of their overall scoring is they've scored defensive touchdowns, they've scored special teams touchdowns. Like, all of that sort of adds in there. For the Eagles, this sort of works for them. I don't know if I want to see the Eagles throwing the ball 30, 35 times a game.
Well, I mean,
I don't know if that makes us a better team.
They've decided this year is that this is what works
best.
Right,
for this team, yes.
This year for this team. The only thing, and I actually don't disagree with what they've done. I think it. I mean, the results in that way have spoken for themselves. What I push back against is like. When it just goes back to that Elliott argument, Elliott saying that there's no, it's not a problem that they're eighth in points and that they're still elite. Like, I don't think that's true.
But here's why he's saying it though, Spike, because they only give up 17 points a game. That's why he's saying it's not a problem. I mean, if we can score 27 points a game, that's more than enough points. Doesn't matter if we win 33-17 or 27-17. Like, it really doesn't matter. They still won 14 games and would have won 15 if they really wanted to try. Well, no, they won all 14
games.
They won the games, yes. Yeah. So I think that's sort of what Elliott was saying, was that because of their defense, they don't need to be as high-powered of an offense.
So this per the newspaper reporter, who is also at practice,
gotcha.
The expectation is that A.J. Brown will play on Sunday, from what I understand, but he's obviously dealing with a knee issue and will receive maintenance. So okay. That's what's happening.
So the expectation is playing. They're trying to get him ready for Sunday.
Yeah, and the knee's going to be, that's another, I mean, if we're talking about four games, he's been dealing with the knee for...
Well, a few weeks now, right?
For a few weeks.
I can't even remember which game it happened in.
And when he missed games early, was that the knee as well? I can't even remember.
Buzz, do you remember? No, it was a hamstring.
It was a hamstring.
I think it was a hamstring.
This is a second separate injury.
Yeah, I think it was a hamstring early. Yeah.
Huh.
And Devontae's had hamstrings, right? That was hamstring.
Devontae had a concussion as well.
Oh, that's right. He did have the concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
And I think that one was around the bye because he didn't get cleared. He didn't get cleared for the Tampa game, and then we didn't hear anything through the bye.
And then he was ready for Cleveland.
And then he was ready for Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah. So but we don't know actually how long it took Devontae to get. Out of
protocol. it was the Saints game, right? Because remember, he got hit in the back of the head.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And he missed Tampa.
Right.
But then he didn't get cleared. Then we didn't hear anything about it because I remember saying, "What the hell's going on with Devontae? Right. What the hell's going on with Devontae?" Yep. All right. 215-592-9494 with Jalen Hurts back. Do you want the Eagles to play it safe with him on Sunday or let it rip? Let him run. Throw the ball. Let's go. Let's go win a playoff game or be scared like Ike. 215-5. Oh, we never got to the Jason Kelce thing.
Oh, go ahead. We don't have time.
Nah, we'll do it after Shiel. So we'll talk to Shiel Kapadia next, and we'll ask him the very same thing. And I know Shiel has done a lot of studying on the Packers, so we can learn more about what they do well and what we have to watch out for. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.